The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We are broadcasting from Liberty University here in Lynchburg, Virginia. Hope you guys are doing well wherever you might be across the country. Good news so far, to the best of our knowledge, we are not at war with Russia. So that is good news. At least we think for now we are not at war with Russia over Ukraine. We're going to get a readout of whatever happened at the Zoom call between President Biden and Vladimir Putin, and we'll get to that a little bit later on today. 844-747-8868, that is our toll-free telephone number. If you want to weigh in on the big issues of the day, that's 844-747-8868. Our website is up and running. We have some terrific stories for you to check out today. You can do that over at toddstarnes.com. Again, we are broadcasting this week from Liberty University. And Grace, I think somebody actually keeps track of how many times we say Liberty.
Well, I think, you know what it reminds me of? You know the Liberty insurance commercials that are like, Liberty, Liberty, Liberty.
Hold on, Liberty, Liberty, Liberty. All right, that's five times. We're marking that down. Good job, Grace Baker.
Thank you. I try.
All right, folks. By the way, the president of Liberty University, that's six, the president of Liberty University, Dr. Prevo, is going to be here a little bit later on. Looking forward to talking with him and about the great things you're doing here at this fine school. Also, we're going to be talking to our good friend Harmeet Dhillon about the insane rise in violence across America. She'll be joining us from San Francisco, the Bay Area, a little bit later on today as well. I want to start out, though, by taking a moment of personal privilege, if you will. You know, one of the things that we in the conservative broadcasting sphere, one of the things we have to deal with on a pretty regular basis is threats. And we have a lot of threats that come into this radio program and come into our website. That's been the way it is for a number of years, going all the way back to my time at Fox News Channel, where I would get death threats on a pretty regular basis. And you learn when to take them seriously, and then, you know, the others, you know, you just sort of dismiss. But the Fox security team always took everything seriously because there are, as we know, based on people like Maxine Waters, there are people out there who want to inflict harm on their political opponents. They do not believe in free speech. And they not only don't believe in free speech, they believe any speech they disagree with should be silenced and by any means necessary. And so it's not unique to me, Todd Starnes. It's a problem that many in the conservative world are dealing with. And as a result of that, many conservatives choose to disengage. They choose not to address the big issues of the day. That's just not me. That's not in my DNA. I'm not one of these guys that's going to back down. I believe in taking a stand, and if you're standing on the Word of God, if you're standing on the United States Constitution, you really can't go wrong with that. And so that's why I have no problem standing up to these nameless, gutless, cowardly bullies that are out there. That's just who we are. But over the past couple of days, we have had a massive uptick, and Grace, you know this, we've been covering the story of Congressman Thomas Massey and this silly Christmas photo of the family holding the firearms. And everybody in the national media and everybody in the every newspaper in the entire state of Kentucky has picked up this story. And yesterday we had the congressman on the show, and he said, you know what? I'm not backing down. I'm not going to take down that photograph ever. We're not going to bow down to this cancel culture leftist mob who hates God. They hate Christmas. They hate guns, and they hate the family.
Of all the things to get upset about, this one kind of surprises me.
It's ludicrous. And the amount of hate coming in is just beyond the pale. And then last night, Grace, I'm on the Instagram. And I thought Instagram was, I don't know, a safe space. You know, just post photographs there, right?
It's gotten so political, too.
Unbelievable. So I got a death threat. And this one, it was a little unsettling. And I don't know, maybe it was just because I was, away from my home and away from firearms here in Lynchburg, Virginia. But I want to read this as best I can. And Grace, you've already seen this. It is a pretty, and we've got it up on our website. You can read it uncensored up on our website, toddstearns.com. But I want you to hear this, because, and then I'll explain why I'm sharing this with you. Here we go. Here is what they, what this individual wrote. Get shot in the head, effer. I hope you get murdered, you stupid white piece of excrement. You're dead. Watch your back.
Wow.
Now, you're about to go to bed. You're just checking your messages.
Jeez.
And that's what you read.
That's true.
So it's horrible, and so you wonder, okay, we reported the guy to Instagram. I mean, clearly it's a threat. We don't know if Instagram hasn't gotten back to us, whether or not they're going to block this person or whatever. And we're going to track this person down. We're going to find out who they are, and we're going to hold them accountable. Because if they're doing this to me, that individual is probably out there threatening death and threatening to kill other conservative talk radio hosts. But I want to say something here. We are living in a very dangerous time in America. We live in a day and an age where people who are conservative, people who believe in free speech, people who believe in those types of things are castigated. They are set aside. They are pariahs in society. And even in the conservative, even in some circles of the conservative world, you know, when you say, oh, I'm a conservative, well, if you are a social conservative, they actually, they sort of put a mark on you, sort of like a scarlet letter. Because at least in the Republican Party, as we have seen, social conservatives are being pushed to the back of the pile, and eventually will be shoved into a closet. And that's the way things are going. But again, I don't care if you're a Democrat. Don't care if you're I don't care if you're an atheist. I do care if you're an atheist. I don't want you to spend eternity in hell. But that's your right. I mean, it's your right. It's your right as a Democrat to believe whatever you want to believe. But you don't have a right to silence people, and you don't have a right to threaten people. And I want to make you a promise, because there are a lot of talk radio hosts that are broadcasting at this time slot. And every single day, I thank God that you are a part of our program. I'm truly honored. And we take that responsibility very seriously here. We want to inform you. We want to provide some education, but we want to be entertaining and we want to have a good time. And we want to get through these difficult days together. But I'm going to tell you something here, folks. I'm not one to be bullied, and I'm not going to be bullied. Not going to do it. And, yeah, there are a lot of threats that are coming our way, but I want you to know that we have prepared for that. And we're not going to cower to these people who hide behind secret identities in the bowels of the social media underworld. We're just not going to do that. And we're going to continue speaking with great ferocity into the culture. Somebody's got to speak truth into the culture. I'm telling you, there are a lot of talk radio guys now, and they've been told they have corporate masters. They have corporate overlords. And they're being told, oh, you've got to get the vaccine. And if you don't get the vaccine, then you won't be able to come to this radio studio. That kind of stuff is actually happening. And that's why I'm glad I own my own radio station, because we let our employees make those decisions for themselves. We have never told our employees to wear a face mask. We have never told our employees to get a vaccine. We have never told our employees that they have to turn over their private medical information and data. That's just not who we are. That's not in our DNA. But there are a lot of folks in corporate conservative talk radio, and they will do that. They lie to you, and it angers me. But you know what? That's on them. They've got to live with that. But we're just as honest as we can be here on this program. I share with you my opinion. You may not agree with my opinion, but by golly, you know where I stand on the issues. And even better than that, there are a lot of conservative talk radio hosts. They don't want to talk to you. If I could name names, and it would just blow your mind. There are some over at Fox News Radio. They don't want to talk to the little people. That's not who they would rather be, the conservative version of NPR. Well, that's fine. Okay, that's great. Have at it. But that's not who we are, because we love the folks that call in from places like Pascagoula, Mississippi, and Bartlesville, Oklahoma, and Gainesville, Georgia, and Salem, Oregon. I mean, we could go on and on and on. We have 71, ladies and gentlemen, 71 stations, 112 affiliates that carry this radio program. And we're honored by that. And we take that responsibility seriously here. We don't play games on this radio program. So, yeah, we're going to get death threats. I know several of you have already reached out. You have seen you've seen the story that we posted. You've seen the threats. But we're not going to be bullied. And we're just going to keep doing what we do here. And the left needs to understand that they are dealing with a gun-toting, Bible-clinging son of a Baptist. And we know how to take care of ourselves. I can tell you that the Stearns Media Group bunker is heavily fortified, and I'll just leave it at that. All right, we've got to take a break here. We're going to be opening up the phone lines. A lot going on. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Stern.
The last time I tried looking for a funny business podcast, it put me to sleep. If you're like me, you appreciate business news and current events with a little side of comedy. Then I listened to David and Brad, the host of IP Frequently, and found exactly what I was looking for. Solid business advice that leans right, 80s music, and current events. It's the Unicorn of Business podcast, the holy grail of business podcast. Subscribe to IP Frequently and stay up to date on their weekly stream of episodes wherever you get your podcast. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program, broadcasting from our studios here at Liberty University. Good to have you with us today on Pearl Harbor Day, 80 years ago, when the Japanese launched that surprise attack on the Americans, 7:48 a.m. That is when the attack started. Some 360 almost 400 Japanese fighters and bombers and torpedo planes hit our troops there. And it really was, as Franklin Roosevelt not only delivered an address to the nation over radio, calling it a day that will live in infamy, but he also led the United States as President of the United States in a time of prayer, which would, quite frankly, be unheard of these days. So it is an important day in American history, and one that that our young people, boys and girls in public schools, need to learn about, because everything that happened on that day, that one specific day, Roosevelt was really speaking with a prophetic voice when he said it was a day that would live in infamy, because that one moment literally changed the face of the earth. To this day in history, 80 years later, it really is that big of a deal what happened on that day. 844-747-8868. I want to go to Rhode Island. Our good friend Miss Carlotta wants to weigh in on the events of the day. Miss Carlotta, what's going on?
Actually, I wanted to say today we'll live in infamy because of the Zoom call. But I have to add something to what Miss Janice said yesterday. About the MyPillow. You know, my husband was ill, and I wanted him to be comfortable, so we ordered the MyPillow, and they were amazing. And then, you know, when someone's been sick, you want to freshen the bed. And so I went to wash the pillows, and I looked at the instructions, and it said, for best results, wash before first use, which I really didn't take the time to do at that time. So I washed them last week, and Todd, they are more than amazing. I mean, you know, you have to exponentially say amazing to the 000. So they should be washed before you first use them. They're amazing.
Well, I'm so glad to hear this. And again, we try all of the products that we promote, everything that we promote on this program, Carlotta, I use personally, because I don't want you guys to get something that I haven't tried out first. Oh, yes. Well, yes. So I have a housekeeper. I know that sounds kind of weird, but they take care of all of that. And the pillows are amazing. And I'm so glad that, that you guys had a great experience. How's your husband doing? Is he doing better?
No. I'll go into that some other time.
Okay. Well,
the pillows are much even better after they're washed.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, and I will pass that information along to our good friend Mike Lindell. And Miss Carlotta, I know there are a lot of people in our listening audience that are going to be praying for you and Mr. Carlotta, so you hang in there and you keep us updated on how things are going. God bless you. All right, let's go to Ed, listening to us in the beautiful state of Georgia, WDUN, the radio station. Ed, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hello, sir. A solid observance of Pearl Harbor Day. I was calling in on the subject of medical privacy. You were discussing that a couple of minutes ago in terms of the Starnes Media Group and they're not invading their personnel's medical privacy. You didn't say it exactly that way, but that's kind of a paraphrase of what you were talking about.
That's correct.
And, yes, sir. Okay, well, very good. Now, I started looking at this medical privacy issue, and I came to this conclusion that, and I bounced this off a lawyer friend of mine who she seems to agree, and I'm not a lawyer. I've just read the law. I got a master's degree. But, okay, basically, a big approach of conservatives nowadays is overturning Roe versus Wade, okay? And the theory is that if Roe versus Wade is overturned, HIPAA, the main law behind medical privacy, will be overturned also. Because if Roe versus Wade is overturned, basically medical privacy is medical privacy. And if Roe versus Wade is overturned, it's very likely that HIPAA would be overturned, and the government could, by law, then mandate vaccines or, theoretically, any other medical procedure. And I'm not some Mengelian conspiracy theorist.
Well, you've got about, yeah, no, and I hear you, Ed, but we are coming up. We've got to take a break here for the news. All right, yeah, sorry about that, Ed. But to your point, look, that little unborn baby, that baby has rights, too. And not just the mother, but the baby as well. Got to take a break here. 844-747-8868, folks. Pastor Robert Jeffers is coming up. He has some things to say about Joe Biden. We'll be right back. Christmas is just around the corner, and if you are in one of the big box stores, you're not going to find MyPillow, and there's a reason why. They've been kicked out of many big box stores because of the cancel culture mob, and that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you, and that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow, normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. And MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code Starnes or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Also, use the promo code STARNS. Merry Christmas, everybody. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Good to have you with us today as we broadcast from our great studios at Liberty University, number 12 in Lynchburg, Virginia. Want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. A good friend of this program is causing a big stir out there. Pastor Robert Jeffress on Sunday made the following pronouncement that the Biden administration is the ungodliest administration in the history of our country. I don't care how many rosary beads they rob. Dr. Jeffress, well, welcome to the show. You just really have a way with words.
And by the way, there's nothing anti-Catholic about that. If Joe Biden were a professing Baptist, I would say I don't care how many times he gets dunked. He is the ungodliest head of an administration we have ever had, if you just look at his policies.
Yeah, and let's talk about that, because, again, you're catching a lot of fire for what you had to say. Why is Joe Biden the ungodliest president? Why is this the ungodliest administration in American history?
Well, Todd, first of all, understand the context. I was not just popping off in the pulpit about Joe Biden or politics. I'm preaching through the book of Acts, and I was detailing the first Christian martyr, Stephen, and how that happened, and how persecution began against the church in the first century. It didn't happen all at once. It happened incrementally. It started with the marginalization of Christians, then the isolation of Christians that led finally to the extermination of Christians. And I said, we shouldn't expect anything less. Jesus said, in this world, you're going to have tribulation. And I believe that the Biden administration is starting a persecution, not against all people who call themselves Christians, but against Bible-believing Christians. And just look at the policies. You know, first of all, he is the most pro-abortion president in history. He had his people before the Supreme Court last week arguing for the right of women to murder their children in the womb. He's pushing this transgender agenda. I mean, the assistant secretary of health, somebody who calls himself Rachel Levine, transgender, up there, a man prancing around in a skirt, acting like a woman. I mean, that is completely ungodly. And now he's rescinding some of the executive orders on religious liberty that were signed by President Trump. And we see him going after organizations that preach and teach biblical truth. I think, Todd, there's evidence that the IRS is being weaponized to go against conservative Christian groups. Just look at what happened to Christians Engaged. I talked to its head, Bunny Pounds, this last week. They had their tax-exempt status initially denied not because they were candidating for candidates, but because they were telling people to quote both their biblical convictions, and the IRS actually said to tell people to vote biblical convictions is the same as voting Republican convictions, and therefore your request is denied.
Now, Dr.
That's
Jeffers,
where our government is going.
Now, let me jump in here. Now, I want you to just back up a moment. Who did the IRS target there?
This organization, Christians Engaged. It's a Texas organization. It tries to encourage Christians to get out and vote. They do not support individual candidates. They just want to get Christians out to vote their, quote, biblical convictions. But the IRS initially refused it and actually sent a letter that I posted and an op-ed I did and other news outlets posted it that said, when you tell people to vote biblical convictions, that's the same as Republican beliefs, and therefore you are not tax exempt. Now, I believe what's going to happen, they're going to go after churches next.
Oh, I have no doubt about that, Dr. Jeffers. And the reason they're going to do that is they feel emboldened and empowered knowing that they were able to convince a lot of so-called evangelicals to shut down their churches during the pandemic. Many of them have not even, you know, have not really recovered from that. So I think that the government now knows that some churches in America are more than willing to shut down if they're told to by the government.
Well, and again, I'm saying just objectively, this is the most pro-abortion, anti-religious liberty, pro-immorality administration we've had in history, and we shouldn't be surprised when they come after Bible-believing churches and Bible-believing Christians.
Unbelievable. Well, look, I thought it was a great sermon, and I'm sure it made some folks feel a little uneasy, but that's the whole point, right?
And the Friendly Atheist website just posted my article, and I tell you, I am so honored to be attacked by the Friendly Atheist.
Yeah, they're calling you a MAGA cultist.
Well, that is absolutely foolish. I am a worshiper of Jesus Christ and no one else, but I am happy to stand up, as many other Christians are, for what are not Republican values. These are Christian values.
Amen. Preach, preach, preach. All right, Dr. Robert Jeffers, author of the incredible new book, Invincible. You can get yourself a copy of that at your favorite bookstore, or if you want to just go to our live show blog, there's a link for you there to get that that incredible book. All right, Dr. Jeffers, we appreciate the great sermon. Appreciate you coming on the program today.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
All right, Pastor Robert Jeffers of the First Baptist Church, Dallas, Texas, saying President Biden is the most ungodly president in American history. Do you agree with that? 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, Grace Baker, I know you, when it comes to food, you're a you have a global palate. So you're just not all about Southern food, but you've been around the buffet a time or two. Well, that kind of came out wrong.
I was going to say, I was like, I'm just going to let that one roll because it's Tuesday.
Wow. So there is some disturbing news out of New York City. And ladies and gentlemen, I do want to give you a moment to brace yourself. Those of you listening to us in the Northeast, prepare yourself for what I'm about to share with you. This news coming from the Big Apple. There is a cream cheese shortage in New York City, and there are grave concerns that you will not have anything to smear on your bagel. This is the breaking news, Grace, out of New York. Have you had a bagel before?
Yes, I love bagels, so this is very depressing.
Well, you see, I have never, and until I moved to New York City, I had never seen the need to eat one.
Oh.
They look like hockey pucks to me, and I'm a biscuit guy. That's what we do in the southern states. We do our biscuits.
Sure.
So anyway, when I went to New York City and I got, they didn't have biscuits up there, I decided, okay, well, I will try the bagel. And it was actually pretty good. You got to get it toasted, and then you get the schmear, which is, they put cream cheese on it.
Which you can get all kinds of different cream cheeses, but anyway.
I like the strawberry.
Yeah, the strawberry's pretty good, and there's an herb one, or
not
green onion.
Not a big fan of the herb. Yeah, you know. All right. And then you get the salmon and you put the little dill, and I don't do all that. I'm a schmear guy. So anyway, literally the entire city is going bonkers over this.
Oh, I'm sure. There's
a headline in GrubStreet.com, why the cream cheese shortage seems so terrifying. And the writer says, sure, there's butter, tofu, cream cheese. Yeah, tofu cream cheese?
Ew.
Oh, man. What's wrong with these people? Ooh. Plenty of acceptable bagel sandwiches require no cream cheese at all. But for the people who want cream cheese, most people, of course, this is an accept-no-substitution type situation.
Yeah, I think that is definitely most people.
I want to help our Southern listeners understand what we're talking about, all right? Imagine going into the Cracker Barrel and sitting down, and they give you the basket of biscuits, and you ask for butter, and they tell you there's no butter.
That's apocalyptic.
What would you do? It is apocalyptic. People would be freaking out. People would be hauling out the guns. What do you mean there's no butter? So that's what we're dealing with north of the Mason-Dixon line. The New York Times, this must be a 2,000-word story on the cream cheese shortage of 2021. The New York Times says the shortages are being blamed on supply chain issues. So let me be very clear, all of you folks in New York City listening to us right now, the person to blame for your schmear woes is none other than Joe Biden. He's the guy that's responsible. By the way, I didn't say his middle name because we had that person write in. And her mother, she said her mother's name is Robinette, and she felt bad every time we said Joseph Robinette Biden. So we're trying to, we're trying to be gracious. Joseph Yema is the owner of F&H Dairies. He supplies a lot of products to the delis in New York. Says, I've never been out of cream cheese for 30 years. I've never been out of cream cheese for 30 years. What are you going to do? The country's burning down. Christopher Puglisi is the owner of the Tompkins Square Bagels in the East Village. He says, it's been very weird things, always the same story. All of us behind the scenes, when you go into the shops, we're all struggling to patch things together. He was told by his dairy supplier that the 800-pound order of cream cheese, that's a lot of cream cheese. The 800-pound order of cream cheese he was expecting on Friday would not be delivered. Mr. Puglisi says, I was like, what am I going to do this weekend? Four people just told me they can't get no cream cheese. It's tough. So anyway, I feel bad for you folks. As a matter of fact, there is a news report about the cream cheese shortage. Let's take a listen.
Don't even dare call it a bagel unless it's a New York bagel. And don't call it a bagel without cream cheese.
We have espresso, jalapeno cheddar, birthday cake. We don't have our cream cheese sent in, we think, here in our prep area downstairs. So whatever pops into our head, we can make.
But New Yorkers beware. The supply chain issues are now threatening a New York institution.
And this will probably get us to about Wednesday. Maybe late tomorrow.
And Tompkins Square Bagels in the East Village isn't alone. All across the city, there is a cream cheese scare. New Yorkers survived the shutdown because we had comfort food like cream cheese. Take that away, we might lose our minds.
Everybody's freaking out.
That's kind of scary.
I'll try the best I can.
I don't know, like some kind of Andrew Yang, Bill de Blasio strangeness, right?
So what I'm being told from my suppliers, there's a big issue with trucking, getting Class A truckers, and we're also being told that the shipping containers, because we get these big 100-pound, 50-pound blocks, so my guys are telling me those are all like stuck on ships, like, you know, in ports.
I'm telling you, folks, it's bad news, and I can only hope, and you don't want to wish hardship on anyone, but the longer the cream cheese is denied to the good people of the Upper West Side, the more likely it is they will vote Republican in the midterm elections, because cream cheese cuts across party lines. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We are broadcasting from Liberty University Studios. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
back at Liberty University here in Lynchburg, Virginia. Coming up in just a little while, the president of Liberty University is going to join us in studio. Also, Hogan Gidley from Newsmax TV is going to drop by as well. Here in just a few moments, we are going to join the rest of the nation in a moment of silence, marking the time in Hawaii time, 7:55 a.m., which is coming up in just a few moments, a moment of silence to remember the 80th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. And a lot of people are remembering that today. Not very many folks still alive from that time in American history. But maybe you have a loved one who fought in the war. Maybe you had a loved one who was at Pearl Harbor. We would love to hear from you today. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, here in the radio business, you can't have just dead air. So we've decided to do something a little bit different here on this program to honor and to remember that day. And I can't think of a more poignant way to do that than by the playing of the national anthem. And when you go back into the annals of American history, you know that perhaps one of the most revered and the most beloved renditions of the national anthem was performed back in the 1990s by Whitney Houston. So if you would just join us and the staff here at the Todd Stearns radio program as we remember what happened 80 years ago today, at 7:55 a.m. Listening to that song and that performance reminds us of what an amazing country this is, what an incredible and an exceptional nation we live in, a nation where young men came up from the farmlands, they poured out of the cities, they came off of the reservations, and they stood together side by side, no matter the color of their skin, and they fought for freedom all over the world. They are truly the greatest generation, and we just have to pray that we continue to raise up great generations of Americans who will answer the call to fight for freedom, not just here in the United States of America, but all over the world. All right, folks, we've got to take a break here. We're going right to the phones when we come back. Our good friend Hogan Gidley, Dr. Jerry Prevost from Liberty University. It's going to be a great hour. 844-747-8868 is our phone number. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Casting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's common sense conservative commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to hour two of the big show. We are broadcasting from Lynchburg, Virginia, our studio at Liberty University, and just having a great time here. Visiting with a lot of the students and Grace Baker frequenting the Chick-fil-A, which is literally just about a 3-minute walk from the studio.
Now, they're not out of chicken, right? I know there's also been a chicken finger shortage going on as well with the cream cheese shortage.
No, you know, no. So there, and by the way, I have not seen a bagel on campus, so I cannot confirm whether or not there's a cream cheese shortage here at Liberty. I will say this: when it comes to Chick-fil-A, the official chicken of our Lord, even though Grace Baker, there may be shortages of chicken around America and really around the world, Chick-fil-A has not seen a problem, and I think it's really because it's divine chicken.
This is true. It's been blessed by the Lord. So.
It's sort of like the loaves and the fishes.
I was going to say, it multiplies.
Exactly. So as soon as one chicken nugget disappears, two more appear.
Exactly.
It's a miracle. We'll ask Dr. Prevost about that a little bit later on in the program. Mm-hmm. Folks, we are so glad that you have chosen to hang out with us noon to 3 Eastern on radio stations all over America. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. Our website is toddstarnes.com. I want to go right now, though, to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always excited to have our good friend Hogan Gidley on from Newsmax TV. Hogan, hope you're doing good today.
Doing really well. Thanks so much. And I always enjoy the conversation y'all have before I come on, whether it be about chicken or whether it be about you eating before I come on. I mean, the whole thing is always fun.
It's a little weird, but you know what? We thrive in the weirdness, Hogan.
You know, had there been loaves and chicken and not fish, you know, there could have been more disciples.
Oh. You know? Verily, verily, yeah. Well, they would have been Baptist, I'll tell you that much. Hogan, we are looking at some breaking news coming out of Washington with the president meeting with Vladimir Putin, they say, for about 2 hours. I got to tell you, I'm very concerned about this administration's foreign policy especially, and I'm just afraid we're going to end up stumbling into a war with either Russia or China.
Well, I think there are a lot of problems this country faces on the geopolitical front, not the least of which would include China and definitely Russia. I did notice kind of the introduction was a little bit awkward, but, you know, Joe Biden couldn't have been nicer to Vladimir Putin, which is interesting because they always made fun of Donald Trump for trying to have cordial conversations with Vladimir Putin, even when Hillary Clinton and others said it would be good if we had better relations with Russia. So no one's going to say anything about that, of course. I know a readout of the call has not been released yet, which is typical after a president meets with a foreign leader. The communication staff puts together what's called a readout to give some information on what they discussed when the cameras were off. That has yet to be released. Jake Sullivan, though, apparently is going to have a press conference to discuss this call here momentarily. So that's forthcoming as well. But just, you know, color me skeptical because obviously, Joe Biden is weak in this country. He's definitely weak on the global stage. And one of the things we always knew in the Trump administration that made his foreign policy so effective was that it wasn't just the country we were actually dealing with at the moment that mattered. It was the rest of the world because they got to see it. So when we're taking out Soleimani and we're conducting strikes while he's meeting with President Xi at Mar-a-Lago, that's a clear message to everyone else as well as the ones that we carried out attacks on at the time. So watching Joe Biden be weak and feckless with a lot of these world leaders doesn't just impact the relationship directly with Russia or China, but it also allows, for example, the fall of Afghanistan, because they don't believe for 2 seconds that Joe Biden is going to do anything tough to them on the back end of it. And as we all know, it was Secretary Gates under Barack Obama, the defense secretary, who said that, you know, every foreign policy decision in the last 50 years, Joe Biden's gotten wrong. He's on the wrong side of them all. So sadly, I just don't think this is going to go too well for him.
You know, it's, I mean, when you look at what's happening in the country, Hogan, I mean, I knew President Trump told us things were going to get bad, but I'm not even sure he knew how bad things were going to be with Joe Biden, not just his foreign policy, the domestic agenda, the border. You've got, you know, the education system going full blown CRT, even in New York City. And it's sort of laughable, but at the same time, the fact that there is a cream cheese shortage in New York City and the New York Times is writing 3,000 word pieces on this, I think that shows you again, the level of chaos in America right now.
But according to some at the Washington Post, Joe Biden gets rougher treatment by the media than did Donald Trump. I mean, does anyone ever believe that? I mean, you know, when Donald Trump does a travel ban to a foreign nation, it's racist. When Joe Biden does a travel ban, it's necessary. When Donald Trump works with the foreign government to make sure that there's a remain in Mexico policy so millions of people don't flood into our American communities, well, that's cruel and unusual. But when Joe Biden does it, that's smart if we're going to get a handle on what the border situation is. So they have been carrying the water for Joe Biden from day one here. And when you start to see, you know, breaks in the dam, you know that there are some serious problems ahead for Joe Biden, because even the left cannot ignore the fallout from all of these bad policies. And as I said on your show before, it's the American people who feel the brunt of this. And now these reporters, who are American citizens for the most part, are walking around looking at stores and talking to people. And people just aren't happy with Joe Biden. Even the 30% out there that still like him and still think he's doing a good job, unless they live in the town where these reporters are from, then these reporters are getting an earful as well from people who just aren't happy. And it's all Joe Biden's fault. He can't point to Donald Trump. He can't point to other people. And even though he uses the passive voice like it's happening to him, these are all the ramifications of his bad policies.
No doubt about it. And to your point, Harvard's got a brand new poll out, the Capps-Harris poll. They say if the election were held today, President Trump would win. He would beat Joe Biden 45% to 43%. When you look at these polls, and that's not the only one out there, Hogan, there is clearly a shift happening in America. The Rasmussen poll, where you have an increase in the number of Hispanic supporters for President Trump, those numbers continue to climb.
They sure do. And it's because he, you know, as the federal government, what you're supposed to do is protect the citizens. Joe Biden hadn't done that with his border policy. Obviously, with his foreign policy, it's all been problematic. And you're also supposed to implement policies that either A, get out of the way for businesses to survive and thrive, or B, make the conditions favorable for success. Joe Biden's done neither of those things. And that's what we're seeing right now. You mentioned some of the issues we're facing. I mean, that's supply chain. I think we spoke last week when I was in San Diego. The ship's just off the coast, and they're seeing massive spikes in cost from everything from gasoline to your turkey to, you know, to all the other goods we pay for. And it's a direct result of Joe Biden deciding that spending more money is going to be the solution. Every time they do something like that, every bill they pass that doubles down on a bad policy, their prescription just is always more cowbell. It never stops. And when something happens badly, they just say, do more of it. That's the problem. We haven't done enough of it.
Right. And to your point, they're out there singing the praises of Secretary Buttigieg, Transportation Secretary, saying that they've resolved the cargo ship backup and backlog out in California. And that is simply not true. There are news reports out now saying there are actually more ships waiting to unload cargo at the Port of Los Angeles and Long Beach than there were before the crisis actually started. So, again, nothing is getting resolved here. And yet the national media wants to turn a blind eye to all of this, Hogan.
Right. And, with 93% negative news coverage against Donald Trump, a lot of the anger was manufactured. Because the news coverage on Joe Biden has been so favorable, the fact that he's so unpopular, that's real. You can't make that up. And even with stories like the ones you're pointing to, where they try and cover up the just pitiful performance of Pete Buttigieg, people still feel it. Even though Joe Biden hasn't done anything right, and people are leaving his office in droves because there's nothing really to sell and nothing to point to as good news, they're still trying to cover for him. Remember, they tried to tell us that inflation was actually a good thing. Well, that's interesting, because if it's so good, then why is Joe Biden talking about getting rid of it? He should say, no, those reports are right. We really should keep it. It's just whatever the liberal wants to do, they get cover from the media. We've known that forever, so there's no reason to lament. The real issue is point it out and then drive right through it. That's what Donald Trump did. Said, no, I'm not going to fall for that anymore. The real story needs to get out. We're doing everything we can to get it out, whether it was through Twitter or whatever else. And so I think moving forward, that's the way to do it. Keep the fight going. People need to understand who's to blame here, and they need to hold those elected officials accountable.
All right, Hogan, we're going to leave it there. Always great having you on the program, and look forward to seeing you on Newsmax TV.
Thanks so much. Talk soon.
All right. Hogan Gidley, ladies and gentlemen, one of our friends at Newsmax TV, one of the contributors there, and just tells it like it is. By the way, to his point about the empty shelves, ABC News, of all people, not Fox News, not Newsmax, ABC News reporting that Americans are seeing empty shelves at retailers around the country. Let's take a listen.
You know, when we go to stores, we hope to see shelves that look just like this, right? But in the last few months, check this out. This is what people are seeing. Half of Americans say they've seen empty shelves when trying to find some wanted items, and retailers say that this site likely isn't going anywhere anytime soon.
And it's not just there. Even auto mechanics are having a big problem. There is apparently a shortage on tires in America.
Alan Russell isn't taking tires for granted this year.
Getting kind of hard to find some stuff right now.
The store manager at Tires Plus in Hopkins says struggles in manufacturing have disrupted the supply chain.
I got a shelf full of alternatives up there, but our tire plants are down right now. A lot of it's because of COVID.
Yeah, we can't keep them in stock.
Appointments for new tires are hard to come by.
Some places are a week out. Some places are 2 weeks out. I mean, right now we're 3 to 4 days out. Last week, we were 2 weeks out.
A few doors down at Meineke Hopkins, store manager Dan Beeman has noticed the same tire trends.
They're also getting to be another commodity that is getting harder to find.
But that's not the most challenging part for him.
Biggest shortage we're seeing right now are rotors and brake pads.
So Beeman has been shopping around a lot to find parts.
It's getting to the point where I try to use one vendor, but I'm using three or four vendors just to complete a brake job. It's tough.
That's also driving up the cost of doing business.
Now we have to go with whole different manufacturers that are charging more. And even the current ones that we have, you might find them in Chicago where they were $30 last week. They're $45 this week.
There you go. This is Biden's America. And it bears repeating, there is a cream cheese shortage in New York City, America. This is the look, elections have consequences. All right, we're going to open up the phone lines, 844-747-8868. Are you beginning to see those empty store shelves in your communities? Give us a call.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
I don't want you to get sentimental at all, All right. I know how you get with when it comes to Avery, who we've been missing. You know, we get all these letters from people saying, where's Avery? And,
I know.
You know, we've been telling people that he went back to school. You know, he's at Liberty University.
He's
studying
alive.
He's alive. He's still not married. He is, and he's a film major.
And I'm still taking calls for, you know, suitors.
For the future Mrs. Bryce. Well, guess who just wandered into the studio here at Liberty University?
Well, you were talking about Chick-fil-A earlier, so I'm going to assume Avery himself.
Well, yes, Avery Bryson, ladies and gentlemen, our beloved, what did we call you? What were you? What was your job?
I can't even remember. It's been so long, I think.
You were the original call screener.
Yes, sir.
Of course, you worked at WDUN in Gainesville, Georgia.
Yes, sir.
And you, by all indications, they like you over there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They love me. I mean, I'm the life of the party over there.
What?
So humble.
He is. So Grace has been asking me every single day, Todd, have you seen Avery? How's he doing? Is he eating? Is he, you know, is he taking care of himself? So how are you and what are you doing here?
I'm doing great. I'm still, you know, just even though we have about a few days left of the semester, still honestly getting used to college life again. I really hope my mom's not listening to this, but I've had to adjust to a college diet, you know, where it's like ramen at 3 a.m. in the morning or something like that to power through the rest of homework and stuff. But I'm honestly doing great. I'm making a lot of short films. I'm having an absolute blast making some of like the best friends I'm ever going to have in my entire life. It's just been awesome.
So and that's important. And Grace, you can probably speak to this too. I mean, the friends you make in college are those ones that are typically going to be with you for the rest of your life.
Typically, yes for sure.
Yeah, especially for me, because I mean, like a bunch of my friends that I'm making this semester are people in the film department, and connections, as you know, Todd, help you get jobs. So,
that is true.
Yeah,
that is, and talent too, and you've got a lot of it.
Thank you, I appreciate it. Yeah.
Hey, Grace, Avery is heading out to Walmart. So they're what is it? A secret Santa?
It's a secret Santa. Yes.
Uh-huh. All right. Do we have any suggestions for a secret Santa gift?
Ooh, see, my family does a secret Santa, and we draw
and
each other's
it is for
names.
A guy. It's for a guy.
Okay,
so
I was going to say. You can narrow it down for a guy. What's the price range?
$10. That's all we have.
Oh, $10. Jeez.
Yeah, that's not a lot.
And it's for a guy.
College kids, yeah.
For college kids. Okay, maybe I would get something that a college kid could use in his dorm to make food, such as they have these like specifically microwave safe ramen cookers.
I have one of those and they are truly awesome.
See, and I think that would be a good gift. And there's other one. I used to have like a mac and cheese maker for the microwave.
I don't have one of those. And I
see,
need to get one.
I think they have that stuff at Walmart in the As Seen on TV section. So
okay,
that's
gotcha.
What I would do.
Okay.
All right. Good stuff. Well, all right. So you're doing good.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we're getting ready to head to break. It's great to see you.
Yeah.
And we'll get you back on the show during the break, I guess, or
of
the
course.
Christmas
yeah.
break.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, if you can't find anything at Walmart, you can take the alien plant.
The alien
here.
Plant. I see that you moved it out of the way.
We
again.
Did. It may be violating university laws.
It might
but,
be. Yeah.
People were getting freaked out.
Yeah, we bring the hammer down here at Liberty University.
It looked like, you know, the little shop of horrors, you know, that big plant that eats people. That's what it
Like the piranha plant from Mario.
Exactly. All right, do you have a thought, an idea for a secret Santa gift for Avery? Give us a call, 844-747-8868. Hey, the president of Liberty University coming up next. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. You guys almost ended up hearing our conversation about Alaska with the president of Liberty University, Dr. Jerry Privo, who joins us in the studio now. Dr. Privo, good to see you.
Glad to be with you.
And we were talking about Alaska because that's where you pastored for many, many, many years before coming here to Liberty University.
That's right. I pastored there for 48 years and went there in 1971, the same year Dr. Falwell started Liberty University.
Is that right? And you've had a long history and a long connection with this great school. Did you back when the school was being birthed? Did you imagine that what it would become to the country?
Well, Dr. Falwell took me up on the mountain, and he said to me, Jerry, one day there's going to be a stadium down here. There are going to be dormitories over here. There's going to be a school of engineering. We're going to have, he said 50,000 students one day. And I thought to myself, I'm not sure this guy's all together upstairs.
Well, it's amazing because all of that came true and then some, and it's just an absolutely beautiful campus here.
Yeah, God has really blessed, and you know, I've said I wish Dr. Falwell could see this campus and be here, but you know, then I thought he saw it all back in 1971. He saw it in his mind.
Why do you think a university like Liberty is so important to the health of the country?
Well, I don't think there's any other university like Liberty that's really doing what our theme is, producing champions for Christ in all areas and all careers. And we are very conservative here. We are Christian, and we emphasize that. We're not ashamed of that. We don't walk away from being conservative or being a Christian.
What does that mean, that phrase, champions for Christ?
Well, it means that we're teaching and training young people to be the best in the field that they choose, whether it's engineering, whether it's being a nurse, whether it's being a doctor, whether it's being a missionary, whether being a teacher. We want to equip them to be a champion in all of those areas, but also we're trying to teach them to be a champion spiritually and make sure that they're going to be living the Lord and doing all that they can to glorify God.
And the good news here, Dr. Prevost, is that it's working. The mission of the university is working. My understanding is you guys have record enrollment this year. I mean, this is a great thing that's happening.
Yes, it is. In fact, last August, we had the largest incoming class in the history of Liberty University. All of our schools were up. And right now, where we are today, we're up for 2022. In registrations, we're up above what we were this time last year.
You know, one of the things we hear from our listeners is they're always looking for ways to get involved, to get plugged in. A lot of people looking to put their money somewhere to support organizations, and I just think it's so vitally important that we support, you know, universities like Liberty University. I mean, this is going to change our culture for the better, getting those Liberty students in Washington, D.C., in Hollywood, on Wall Street.
We have a number of students that are working in Washington, D.C. And speaking of Washington, D.C., we just recently took almost 1,000 students up for the prayer rally to show support for the pro-life movement. Of course, the Supreme Court was beginning oral arguments for that. And by the way, the pro-life people outnumbered the other side 3-1.
Oh, you could hear them. We had one of our student workers from here at Liberty. She was there and did a live report. She painted the scene, did a terrific job for us. And it was really impressive to see that many young people, especially, out there standing up and really giving a voice to the pro-life movement. And, you know, for years, Dr. Prevost, when I was at Fox News Channel, they would send me down to cover the March for Life on the Washington Mall. And I would always ask the question of my fellows, I'm a Baptist, my fellow Baptist, where are all of us? Where are my people? You know, the Catholics are very well represented. So it's so exciting to see evangelicals that are stepping up to the plate and getting out there.
It really is. You know, when I walked up there and I was a little bit ahead of our students, I had an older lady come up to me and she said, you know, I've been looking around at the crowd that's here and says, they're just a bunch of old people like me. And about that time, the Liberty students started coming in, and her face just lit up. She says, it's so good to see young people, young girls, young men coming to support pro-life and being interested in and concerned about it.
Well, it's so exciting as a radio show to be able to talk about those things. You know, even a lot of conservative talk hosts don't like to talk about the faith component. But when you go back to the early days of the conservative movement, William F. Buckley Jr. talking about and framing the fight against communism really as a religious battle, good versus evil. And that's why I think it's so important, you know, for us to have this partnership where we can talk about those big issues.
It really is important. And we need to see more pastors getting involved in this, or we're going to lose the freedom to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I hope that many more pastors will recognize the problem, get involved, educate their people.
Dr. Prevost, how do pastors do that? What would you recommend pastors do? Because many of them are that they see the incoming, they see the shrapnel wounds from a lot of their colleagues. What would you recommend they do to get involved?
Well, I think scripturally they need to teach their people to be involved in government, to pray for our leaders in government, and then of course we're living in a free country where we get to choose our leaders by voting. And so they need to start off by getting their church members registered and then speak out on the moral issues today. You know, unfortunately, since I've been a pastor, I can talk about pastors. They're not dealing with the scriptural moral issues that are happening in our country. They get a little bit afraid to speak on that subject and teach what the Word of God says about it.
And if that happens, and going back to, you know, what Jerry Falwell Sr. Showed us, that when you stand together, you can facilitate change. And I think Ronald Reagan owed his presidency to all those people of faith standing up and getting out there and engaging the political process. As Adrian Rogers once said, you know, we've got to be good citizens of America.
That's right. And certainly Dr. Falwell did a great thing under moral majority, bringing groups together. And we need the same thing here in our country. Freedom Center that we have here at Liberty University, its purpose is going to be to bring together different groups for the purpose of protecting our religious liberties. You know, we're not going to draw theological lines, because the real issue is, are we going to continue to have the freedom to preach and teach like we believe? We may disagree on our theology and what we believe, but we all want the freedom to teach and preach that.
Well, I think it's a terrific, the Standing for Freedom Center. Ryan Helfenbein has been on our program a number of times, leading the charge there. I'm curious, Dr. Prevost, you could probably be out on a beach somewhere drinking an iced tea, enjoying retirement, but here you are at this university working and meeting students. Why did you decide to come here? Why is it important for you to be here?
Well, you know, I was first called with a telephone, by the telephone, and I was actually in a bear stand in Alaska. Fortunately, I was there with Franklin Graham, and he needs to be in contact. So we had satellite. So okay. We had a phone service. They called and asked me if I would come, and I said, absolutely not. They called me the next day, and I said, no. You know, I went to church the next day. And, you know, when you go to church, you get under conviction about some things. And then I remember what Dr. Falwell Sr. said to me back in about 2003. He said, Jerry, I want you to be the chairman of Liberty University. And he said, your job is going to be to do whatever you can do to help Liberty University. And if you remember, Dr. Falwell's the kind of guy, he'd come by and slap you on the back and almost knock the air out of your lungs, or he'd come up and give you a big bear hug. And then I began to remember what he said to me, and I said, you know, if I don't do what they want me to do, when I get to heaven, he may just slap me on the back. He may just squeeze me and break all my ribs, if they can be broken in heaven. So I finally said, okay, I'll come if I get a unanimous vote from the trustees. Unfortunately, I did.
And here you are. What's it been like for you to meet the students?
It's been great. You know, the thing that my wife and I enjoy so much are the students. We actually stay here on the campus, and we go out and meet the students, walk around. That's one of the great. We got a great faculty. We got a great group of leaders that I'm very impressed with. The university's in good shape, but we enjoy the students. They're just great. Great, great young people.
Now, one of the things the students, when they speak about you, and they just say amazing things, and they take us back to the first winter here, and there was a big snowball fight, and a bunch of the students thought, oh, we're going to be able to take on Dr. Prevost. And when I heard the story, I'm like, this guy's from Alaska. These kids don't want to be anywhere near around this guy's snowballs. But that's like an infamous moment here at the campus.
It really is. You know, it was kindly the first event the students could get together with because of COVID. And it was a great experience. You know, I got up on the steps there of the academic building, and I said, see who can hit me with a snowball. Unfortunately, they could.
Well, Dr. Prevost, we appreciate you spending a few moments here. And it's been an honor to be able to broadcast our show from your campus. You guys have great students here.
Well, we're honored that you come and broadcast here from Liberty University. You're welcome anytime. And let me just welcome your audience to come and visit Liberty University. They will be excited about what God is doing here.
And if you would like to get involved, maybe become a donor, sponsor a scholarship, folks, you can do that, liberty.edu. That's liberty.edu, and you can see all the great things that are happening here.
And, you know, we're building a new center here at Liberty University. It's going to be the Jerry Falwell Center, and it's going to help us remember what Dr. Falwell did here, his mission, his vision, and to keep us on track.
You know, I remember as a little kid, we would come home from church. We'd have to watch Adrian Rogers. I grew up in Memphis, so we'd have to watch Dr. Rogers. And then we'd watch the old-time gospel hour with Dr. Falwell. Great, great memories.
Yes, yes. Great person. God used him in a great, great way, and we're seeing the fruit of that right now here at Liberty University.
All right, folks, Dr. Prevost, the president of Liberty University. Folks, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show, broadcasting from Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University.
It's the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Grace Baker, we've got Avery back with us. You know, we should have asked Dr. Prevost for, like, some scholarship money or something, you know?
That's true.
I had that in the back of my pocket.
We could have upped your Santa Claus Secret Santa game.
Oh, you're right, yeah. Oh. Oh, dang, I should have asked.
It was a missed opportunity.
Missed opportunity.
Man.
Oh, well.
We've got Nathan from Ohio. He's on the line. And, Nathan, I understand you have a gift idea for Avery.
Absolutely. It's a good gift, and it's also a fun prank to play on your buddy.
Oh, this is good. All right. We're all ears.
Okay. So what you need to get is, like, maybe get them, get like a pocket knife or one of those, like, all-in-one utility knives, wire cutters, and all that.
Yeah.
Get that, put that in a small box, duct tape it, gift wrap it, zip tie it, and do that over and over again over a few boxes. It's
okay.
Funny. It gets them frustrated, but you...
I got... Oh, and then, like, it's a super small thing. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, I did it to my brother-in-law, and I was dying by the time he got to, like, the third package. It was hilarious.
That's a wonderful idea. Yeah, thank you so much, Nathan.
All right, Nathan, thanks for the great idea there. So there you go. So, Avery, just, again, when you talk about the mission of... this university, and I know that you're really into film and Hollywood screenwriting, script writing. This is the opportunity not just to go out there and produce, and for lack of a better term, faith-based movies, but to be excellent in your craft.
Yes, sir. Definitely. We have been learning that here at Liberty University in my cohort so far. It's just been truly an honor, honestly. Like, as soon as I got here and I was finally, you know, because Todd, you and I have talked off air several times where I'm just like, man, I can't wait to get to actually doing what I want to do for the rest of my life. And so this semester, I'm finally here. I'm at that point. And I couldn't stop saying to my parents and to some of my friends, like, it truly is an honor to be able to study all of this, like study just like this big thing in Hollywood that, you know, like that you see all these big directors doing, you know, like Steven Spielberg and countless others. Like, I'm learning the same stuff that they are, but also I'm still able to use, I believe that this has been turned into one of my gifts that the Lord has given me. Like, he is using me in this area because, yeah, like you were just saying, you know, I don't necessarily have to go and make, you know, a bunch of super Christian films and things like that. I mean, obviously, you know, I have to stay true to my faith, but I was able to recognize this semester that part of my mission field isn't necessarily the audience, it's the crew members. It's the people that I'm working with day by day that I can still share the gospel with, and I can truly just, you know, live the way that I'm supposed to in the Lord's eyes with these people. So it truly has been just an amazing experience here to be able to learn all of this and to be able to do it from a Christ perspective.
Well, I just think that's absolutely wonderful. And Avery, you know, I know our audience, they love hearing from you. And so thanks for coming on today and giving us an update. And really more so grace. It's
I know.
Yeah.
Got to keep her in check somehow.
Todd is acting like he doesn't care about your whereabouts. Please.
It's all grace. She always wants to know.
I'm not to say that I don't miss you, but like Todd misses you way more than he's letting on. He's throwing me, the girl, under the bus, making me sound like an emotional basket case.
And see, and there's plenty of me to go around for all of you.
Oh, my gosh.
It's fine.
You see what we have done now? You see, Grace, this is why.
No, it's your fault. Not my fault.
Oh, man.
See, and I know Kyle misses me as well, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody.
Well,
absolutely.
But he expresses his emotion through music, which is why he's got all this new music coming at
him. Yeah. Oh, that's why he was playing Blue Christmas. Makes sense.
Oh, gosh. Good Lord. All right, Avery Bryson, ladies and gentlemen, the wayward child of the Todd Starnes radio program. Avery, we look forward to getting you back on very soon.
I look forward to coming back.
All right, folks, now more than ever, it is important to support companies and organizations that share our values. We were talking about Liberty. What about Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier? Folks, I love these guys. They not only share our beliefs, they're doing something about it. Patriot Mobile, they donate money to organizations that fight for causes we care about, the Second Amendment, religious liberty. And by the way, if you switch to Patriot Mobile right now, use the promo code Todd, they're going to give you free premier activation and a free gift. Patriot Mobile, they've got incredible nationwide coverage, and they have plans to fit any budget and great discounts for veterans and first responders. So if you would like information, they make it super easy. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Or you can just call their U.S.-based customer service team. That number, 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. You got to use my promo code, Todd, and you will get hooked up with some great, great discounts. All right, folks, we have another solid hour coming your way. A former colleague at Fox News dropping by, Ken LaCourte, has really one of the best newsletters out there. Ours is, of course, better, but his is pretty darn good. We're going to be talking to Ken LaCourte about some of the big issues of the day. Also, a crazy story out of a public high school where a male teacher is bragging about wearing stiletto heels and dressing in drag inside his classroom during school hours. So we're going to talk about that public education. You got to homeschool your kids, ladies and gentlemen. All right, folks, we're out of here. Avery, this song is for you. Going to break. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's it.
Starnes.
Oh, yeah. All right, could somebody explain why the Juicy Smollett trial is not being broadcast? I mean, there is some good stuff in this. Grace Baker, I know we've been following the trial, and unfortunately, there are no video cameras.
Of course.
But mere moments ago, this is from the reporting of the Daily Wire, Juicy Smollett. We use the Dave Chappelle pronunciation of the name. He is apparently, the prosecutor was reading text messages from Juicy, and he uses the N-word a lot in the text messages. So the prosecutor is actually, again, reading the text messages that Juicy Smollett actually wrote using the N-word, and Juicy got offended and said that you need to stop saying the N-word. You can spell it. Or you could just say the N-word out of respect for every African-American in this room. And the prosecutor said, yeah, I'm not going to do that. You can read your own messages aloud.
Gosh.
Right? And then apparently the two Nigerian brothers and there was some pretty sordid information coming out yesterday about bathhouses and Don Lemon. And I'm just going to leave it at that because somebody's eating a ham and cheese sandwich right now in Salem, Oregon. And, you know, you don't want to upset their appetite.
No, please no.
But it would make for some compelling TV, I'll tell you that much. Welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Program. Great to have you with us in our Liberty University studios. 844-747-8868, that is our toll-free telephone number. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and very excited to have a former colleague, a former boss of mine over at Fox News Channel, one of the good guys, Ken LaCourte. Ken, good to have you with us.
Todd, great to be here.
So, Ken, we've got to catch up here because we really haven't spoken in a while. But I know you're doing some great things with the newsletter. But you know, I got to brag on you. You were one of the guys back in the day who kept Fox News focused on the original mission. And you know, a lot of people may not have known your name if they were watching Fox News Channel, but you were one of the guys behind the scenes that was actually, you know, giving America fair and balanced journalism there.
Well, I appreciate that, Todd. You were easy. Hey, just a little production note. I'm hearing the staff behind there. I don't know if that's coming on air or not, but I'm getting a little bit of both in my head. Todd, you were great over there. We love to have you on. If I recall, I was running the .com at that point, and you were doing some audio things on there. And you always brought a good mix of not just opinion, but actually going out and finding some honest to goodness news and then mixing that in with your thoughts. And it worked very well for us until we got driven out of the building. It was a whole lot of fun.
Until we weren't. Yeah. There you go. Well, but the same thing happened to us that happened to you. You know, a lot of times when people leave the Fox News corner of the world, that is it. You go out into the vast wilderness and nobody hears from you again. But you were able to launch this really amazing newsletter. And I was telling someone just the other day, you know, this is how you do a newsletter. And I want you to tell everybody about the new venture that you're doing.
Well, you know, as Ronald Reagan used to say, he used to say that I never left the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party left me. I didn't feel like I left journalism, but journalism left me. When I left Fox, I actually tried to start a fair and balanced thing for a while. I hired one guy from who used to be a bigwig at NPR. I hired my former boss, Moody, at Fox, brought him on to do some things. And we still got slaughtered for being conservative, even when we were trying to be balanced on both sides. And, you know, these days the world kind of isn't quite ready, even though we complain about news not being kind of down the middle. It's still not something that people are clamoring for. So what I really believe is essence right now is that conservatives build up the conservative news space. And that's what the Media Action Network's all about. We try to continue to point out the problems and the over the top nonsense of the liberal media, which is pretty easy. But then it's harder to kind of point people to good shows, good technology. I mean, conservatives need more than Fox News, a couple smaller brands on cable, AM radio, and a handful of increasingly censored websites. We kind of need to build up our own ecosphere. If it can't be fair in the middle, then both sides need to have a voice out there, and that's something I think is fundamentally important for the future of our country.
And in the world of journalism, it's vitally important, Ken. And look, you know, one of the things that we do on our page, people know that we're coming at this from a conservative viewpoint. And the great irony is that we for years got the X or the red mark from the liberal fact checkers. So, right. Ken, I had nothing to do about 6 months ago. So I thought, you know what, I'm gonna see if we can't reach out and try to fix this because we're doing good journalism. And sure enough, it took a couple of months. But now we're one of the few conservative sites that's actually green checked marked by the lefties because we're doing journalism. And that's what you're doing. And I love how you're fighting back against the liberal media. That's the moniker, the slogan there at the Media Action Network.
You can't find me on Facebook though. I had at one point 3.5 million followers with our new sites there. Woke up one day, they were gone. in 4 years, I've yet to be able to get an email back to me from Facebook.
Is that right? So no reason whatsoever. They just wiped you out.
You know, there was a New York Times hit job that kind of made up things and did its things, and I'm presuming that that's what it was about because that came out about 3 weeks later. But no, never even a here's what we think you did wrong or this. It was shortly after I reported on the Eric Charamella name, which maybe that'll get us banned from wherever you are, who is he was the CIA operative who launched the impeachment against the president.
Gotcha. Yeah, I remember that story. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend Ken LaCourt, Media Action Network. Ken, where can people go if they want to sign up for the newsletter?
You know, the best thing to do is to check out MediaActionNetwork.com and then sign up for the newsletter there. We're all about that. It's a daily newsletter where we point out some of the problems in the media, and then usually we have a way that you can kind of punch back. Now, sometimes it's a nasty gram newsletter. Sometimes it's contributing to some poor guy who said something that you and I would consider innocuous, but these days is considered horrific by the powers that be. We do a lot of things. We help people with their jobs. We try to get a little activist in it as opposed to just complaining around the water cooler.
I love this, and the stories are great. I actually use your newsletter as show prep for what we do here, because you always have the great stories. Interesting survey from The Blaze that you shared. 40% of Latinos say the term Latinx is offensive.
can you blame them? You're now yelled at for using made up words that some liberal invented a month or two ago.
It's hard to keep up, you know. And look, I am a I'm chief among the most offended. Do we have LaCourt back with us? Okay, I think we may have lost our connection with Ken LaCourt, guys. Let's bring that audio down. Not quite sure what happened there. Ken LaCourt, who is the founder of Media Action Network, we'll try to reschedule Ken at another time. His information that he sends out, it's a great resource for those of you who do want to fight back against the liberal media. Media Action Network, we've got a link to Ken's site on our website, toddstarns.com. Just go to the live show blog, and you'll be able to find all of that that information there. All right, we're going to regroup here, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Stearns.
Brought to you courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. You know, Grace, my last night, my phone, and I still haven't upgraded. I'm real bad about not upgrading, so I've got the iPhone 10. But anyway, it upgraded without me. The software updates happened while I was sleeping last night.
Oh.
So now I'm waking up, and all these things are happening to my phone that I have no idea what's going on here.
It's been hacked.
That's exactly what I thought, and it's just very strange, and it's hard to see anything now. So anyway, we'll get that figured out. Those are first world problems.
I was about to say, definitely first world problems. If that is your biggest problem of the day, I'd say it's a pretty good day.
Pretty much, absolutely. By the way, Grace, I got to get your take on this. So we have some audio. I love this Libs of TikTok channel, and we're gonna get the late. So the Lib of TikTok person is we're friends on social media, so we're gonna try to get her on the program. I don't know how she finds this stuff. It is insane. So you're about to hear the voice of a grown man. Now you have to imagine this guy is bearded. He is 6'6". So he's a big dude. He's a giant. And he is a high school teacher. And this is what he says is happening in his public school taxpayer funded classroom.
I teach high school, and most days of the week I come to school in stilettos. I get to stand at about 6 foot six. And the reason why is so I can create an explicitly queer space for all of my students. That way they know that this place is a place for them, by them, and because I never had one of those growing up. So, yeah.
So, yeah, there you go.
So, yeah.
So, 6 foot six, he's 6 foot six. Is,
oh, yeah.
And I'm confused. Is that when he's in the stilettos or without the stilettos?
I think he was saying with the stilettos.
Well, that would mean he was still a big guy, though, a tall
yes,
fella.
Yes.
Tall
definitely.
Drink of water, as they say
for
down
sure.
in Texas. So, I'm curious, being the woman on the Todd Stearns radio program, and you speak to all things of the female persuasion. How difficult is it to walk around in those things?
Well, me, I am already almost 5'11", so I never wear heels because when I wear heels, people go, oh my gosh, you're so tall, and it gets super annoying. So I will say the highest heels I've walked in were maybe 2 inches tall, and I saw those stilettos that he was wearing, and they were definitely at least 4 inches tall. And all I got to say is he's going to have back problems later in life.
Oh, is that right? So
it's,
and again, it seems to me that if you're a school teacher, you would want to wear sensible shoes.
Yeah, normally I see teachers, they wear comfortable shoes because they're on their feet all day. So that doesn't make any sense to me, but so, he's going to have back problems.
So the stiletto heel, what height, you know, we're talking about a couple of inches?
I saw the picture. It looked about 4 inches.
Jeez, hello.
Yeah, so it probably adds about 4 inches of height, whereas, like I said, the tallest ones I've ever worn is maybe 2 inches.
Now,
and even with that, people are like, whoa.
You see, I'm fascinated by this. So when did you start, like, so you wore heels, like, starting at what age?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I wore heels to, like, you know, prom, and I was probably a sophomore in high school, but they were, like, you know, 1.5-inch heels. So
is it difficult? I have to imagine, like, you know, just standing upright. You know, you see people when they first put them on, and they're like, you know, their ankles are popping
awkward.
This way and that way.
It's more like the worst is if you're walking in the grass, because it's just like you're poking holes in the grass, and it's really easy to turn an ankle. So when you're trying to take prom photos in the grass, it's not a great time.
But if you're trying to aerate your lawn, I guess that's a good way to do it.
So,
just kind of poke
exactly.
holes in it, so. I guess so, but again, what I'm getting at is I'm wondering how long it took this guy to stand upright in the stilettos.
Well, clearly he has a lot of practice. If he's wearing them every day, he's probably a pro.
Interesting.
Because I wear them like once or twice a year, so I don't have much practice.
We tried to find out who this guy was. Well, we did some research. We couldn't figure it out. But he does have a lot of videos on the TikTok. And in subsequent videos, he talks about how he sometimes will wear makeup to class.
That somehow does not surprise me. I wonder how the foundation mixes in his beard. I'm sure it's wonderful.
That has to be problematic, I have to imagine.
Yes, it would be very problematic.
Maybe the ladies at the makeup counter at Macy's could be of help. I don't know. Or what's that other place you ladies go? Sephora? Is that
Sephora and Ulta.
Sephora. All right. What I found interesting. So anyway, in the second video, where he says he likes to dress up in makeup in the classroom. So this is not like going to the club.
Sure.
This is going to the classroom. He also dresses in drag.
Oh, gosh.
Now, I don't want to speak for the average student, but if you're a teenager and you're clearly giant, burly teacher who has a beard shows up wearing, I don't know, a miniskirt and stilettos, that's got to be a little off-putting.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, I don't want to judge the guy. I mean, it's, you know, but again, it seems to me this guy is a sex and gender revolutionary because he's using his classroom and he actually admits this. Let's go back. Can we go back and listen again to what the guy said?
I teach high school, and most days of the week I come to school in stilettos. I get to stand at about 6 foot six. And the reason why is so I can create an explicitly queer space for all of my students. That way they know that this place is a place for them, by them, and because I never had one of those growing up. So, yeah.
All right, there you go. I don't know.
Normal everyday thing.
I think you would be more comfortable, even in drag, if you wore a comfortable shoe, like a tennis shoe.
Yes,
you know, something,
please.
A little cushiony. So it's easy on the back. All right, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. Oh, Ilhan Omar, very upset with all of you Republicans out there. She says all Republicans are Islamophobic and anti-Muslim. So all of you Republicans out there, no matter who you are, you guys are very bad people. Look, I don't want to suggest that I'm speaking for all Republicans or all conservatives, but I will say this when it comes to folks like Ilhan Omar's of the world. I am happy to welcome any person to America, happy to welcome any religion to America, with one caveat, so long as they don't want to blow me to smithereens. That's my general rule. That's how I live my life. So that's why I hang out with, you know, Episcopalians. They don't want to blow me up. That's why I hang out with the Lutherans. They don't want to blow me up. Our friends, and by the way, I'm an honorary member of the Jewish Republican group there in Memphis. They don't want to blow me up. Happy to fellowship with anybody that doesn't want to blow me to smithereens. I think that that mentality and that mindset has served me quite well over the years. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Before we go to break, I want to direct your attention to ToddStarnes.com. Folks, we have awesome swag over on our store, and we would love for you to get your orders in so we can get your products to you, your gifts, by Christmas time. We have incredible T-shirts. We have great ball caps. We have all of my books. And I'm happy to autograph any of them for you, as well as all sorts of other things. ToddStarnes.com, and click on the store, and you will see all of the swag, all of the merch, and it makes a great stocking stuffer, especially our Daily Biscuit Devotions with the Draw, the brand new book. Those things are selling like hotcakes, unbelievably well. Folks, got to take a break. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We are live at Liberty University. Let's go to the phones, North Carolina. Keith wants to weigh in on this school teacher. All right, Keith, what's going on?
I've got a very simple answer. That man needs to be handed his walking papers and shown to the door. I guess he's a man. I don't know. But the thing is that I learned about the world when I joined the Marine Corps and I went around the world. But there were a lot of things that I didn't know that I didn't need to know until I became a man. And what they're teaching kids these days, and anybody who wants to come to school dressed as somebody's, well, I don't really know how to put it politely.
Well, it's like he's dressed to go to a nightclub or something.
Well, that is a person that... I went to a bar in Australia once, and I was sitting beside a person that was a goth. It was the first goth I'd ever met. Black,
is that right?
Everything, white thing on her white paste on her face, and with a big long, not a toothpick, but a clothespin through her face. And
oh,
I just looked at her. I looked at her, and I thought, huh. but what I'm getting at is that this is really not the kind of things that you send your kids to school to learn. You send your kids to school to learn reading, writing, and arithmetic, not the abstract world of unreality. That's
well,
what
look,
you learn when you...
Yeah, no, you're right. It's crazy, Keith, and I think a lot of parents are beginning to wake up and they're understanding what's happening in those taxpayer-funded classrooms. Gotta run. God bless you, and I hope you don't run into any more goth people out there. Jeez, Alou. All right, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We've been talking a lot about the crime that has infested much of the nation. Memphis, Tennessee, where our headquarters is, just in the last 24 hours, 8 people shot, 5 dead in Memphis, Tennessee. You're looking at smash and grab robberies all over the place. The DA silent in Los Angeles as they let these people out on the streets. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend Harmeet Dillon joins us. Harmeet, hope you're doing good.
I'm great. Happy to be here with you today.
So I know that you see all of this up close and personal in California, but if you could describe for the rest of the country what is happening with this out-of-control crime in California.
Well, starting with the city that I live in, San Francisco, it you know, it's under 1 million population, and it looks like a European Paris, you know, part of Paris. Used to be a very, you know, very nice and very safe city, but over the last few years of so-called criminal justice reform in California, and specifically woke prosecutors in San Francisco, it has turned into really a hellhole. You know, so from having the most expensive real estate, you know, where my office is in a building over Dior and across the street from Hermes and all the fancy stores, every store is boarded up if it is open at all. 2/3 of the storefronts are closed, and that's a combination of COVID and crime. It is a joyless situation. You could not tell it's the holidays right now. It is an absolutely joyless, fearful situation with very few people on the streets, and half of those people being mentally ill, on drugs, or both, or being cops. Right now, because of all the national news, we do see more cops on the streets than criminals, but at any given time, that could change based on the whim of our people in charge of San Francisco. Los Angeles County is a sort of 10 times the population and city, urban area, similar situation, homeless on the streets and tents, and armed robberies and mugging, and armed and you know, nighttime hot prowl burglaries in apartments that rent for $3,000 and $4,000 a month. So this is not sustainable. And, you know, frankly, it's not that much better, even in some of the more rural areas in California. Basically, anywhere where you have a city and you have city services, you're seeing this type of a crime wave. So I don't know what it's going to take, but I will tell you that even Democrats who I work with and I'm friendly with are calling for recalls of our, you know, county prosecutor. But when you have state laws that enable criminals to basically get off scot-free for shoplifting offenses, as well as get out early, early parole, you have a flood of career criminals and recidivist criminals on the street, literally preying on people. And to the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and other Democrats who say that, oh, these are just property crimes, those people need it more than you do, those property criminals go on to get more bold and use weapons and do carjackings and other things that absolutely result in human suffering, pain, and death in our cities, and there's no end in sight, Todd.
Harmeet, to your point, the New York Post reporting on this homeless guy, he had already been charged with beating a man last year. He was dumped back on the streets thanks to bail reform, and then he went out and brutally attacked 2 women on the Upper West Side. This guy, 23 years old, and they say that one of the women was actually beaten so horribly that she was disfigured. These are the kinds of crimes we're talking about. A guy who's got more than a dozen arrests on his rap sheet going back to 2014. And it really reminds me of this, you know, I'm calling him a domestic terrorist in Waukesha, Wisconsin, a guy who should have been in jail, but because of their bail reform laws, was out on the streets and ended up killing a lot of people at that Christmas parade.
Absolutely. Look, I've actually been in the trenches on the bail situation over the years. I represented the bail industry for several years here in California to challenge, to defend California's bail statute. And ultimately we lost because, you know, it is inevitable that when Democrat politicians come into power, they do this kind of destructive thing in our liberal states. And so bail has effectively been eliminated in California with very few exceptions. And the purpose of bail is not to punish people. I believe in innocent until proven guilty. The purpose of bail is to secure the attendance of the accused at the trial and also to protect the public. So, for example, if somebody's a repeat offender and accused of serious crimes serially, a judge should have the ability to impose a higher bail for purposes of securing the public's interest. In fact, what's happening now is simply a public benefit program to benefit criminals. And as I call it, we have shop looters operating at will throughout our cities in California and in other states as well. So what happens in response is Americans get armed, and then you start to see, people performing vigilante justice, which is also not good. We really, as a society, the bare minimum, I feel, as a person with libertarian orientation, is the bare minimum you can expect from your government is law and order, and we're not getting that. And so I do think that we're going to see a backlash, but not before a lot of people get killed, robbed, maimed, and otherwise have their lives shattered unnecessarily by these woke ideologies.
Yeah, I'm terribly afraid you are right about that. Harmeet Dhillon on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. It seems as though the response, I know you had Bank of America telling their workers in New York City, do not dress up if you're going into the office, dress down. And then in Los Angeles and Pacific Palisades, a couple of other areas, you've got these guys, I guess they're following wealthy people home from the restaurants, and in one case actually did a home invasion during a Christmas party and held everybody at gunpoint. I mean, Harmeet, at what point do these liberals out there who live in California say enough is enough?
Well, we're getting there in some places. I think that there's a good chance that our district attorney in San Francisco is going to be recalled. However, the first attempt to recall the district attorney in Los Angeles, who used to be our district attorney here, failed, and now they're trying it again. People who have – the saddest thing about this, Todd, is that wealthy people, a lot of my friends have moved out of California altogether into red states. So who's left behind? It's the poorer people and the middle-class people whose jobs are here. They can't afford to leave. And they're the ones who are increasingly being drawn into this cycle of despair. And it's crippling. It's crippling for children to have to live in a situation of fear, sleep in bathtubs like they've been doing in Chicago, and, be worried about crossfire between gangs. Completely unnecessary. This is the wealthiest country on earth, and it is a shame how we are betraying the trust of citizens in this manner.
You're right. It is. Well, Harmeet, we appreciate you bringing some light to all of this, and thanks for coming on the program today.
Anytime. Thank you for having me.
All right. Harmeet Dhillon, ladies and gentlemen, and we have Harmeet's contact info over on our website, toddstarnes.com. All right. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. Let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Pastor John on the line from Kentucky. What's on your mind today, sir?
Well, Brother Todd, I just wanted to make this point real quick. You know all those millionaires that are leaving California like your previous caller did? They're the ones that ruin their state, and they're trying to bring their politics past the Mason-Dixon line into Texas. Take your keisters, turn around, go back to your state, and stay the heck away from us, and fix your own state.
Yeah, look, that is a concern here, and I appreciate the fact that so many conservatives are moving to Tennessee now, but I'm concerned that they're going to turn our state purple like they did North Carolina and like they're trying to do in Texas right now, Pastor John. So, look, we're a very cordial people down here. Just leave your godforsaken leftist politics back home.
Well, like I always tell them, bless your heart, leave. God bless you, Todd. Take care now.
All right, bye-bye. Pastor. Thank you. There you go. All right. Let's go to Mark from the Villages, America's friendliest hometown. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. How you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Good. I just wanted to tell you, I had an uncle. He passed away at 94. My mom's 93. She's still alive. My uncle passed away, and he's got a son that was in Pearl Harbor. He was on one of the ships when it was being attacked. And we're starting to gather more information on it because my uncle has a brother here in Florida we're going to talk to for the first time, find out more information on it. But he was messed up when he came back. He was never the same. He had shrapnel in his body and everything, but he was literally on one of those ships.
Is, you know, Mark, I don't know what it's like in your family. My grandmother had five brothers, and they all served in World War II. One was shot down over Germany and served out the rest of his time in a POW camp. And by and large, they just did not want to talk about whatever happened to them and what they saw. And it really wasn't until, I would say, Saving Private Ryan came out that generation started opening up about the horrors they saw.
Yeah, I've got two uncles. They have passed away, too. They ended up getting Agent Orange, but one of them, everybody has an Uncle Dick and an Uncle Bob, and I had both. And he got the Purple Heart. One of them saved. One of my uncles saved a bunch of people from a burning ship, and there was a
wow.
My other one did some stuff too. So they both got one got a Purple Heart and one got the silver medal. So our family, you know, we've seen a lot, and you know, you look at this. You know, Biden administration and all the pain that this country went through to make it free, to give us our freedoms that we have today, and to see the destruction that this idiot and his administration is doing is just, I mean, like I said, my mom's 94 years old, and she says, Mark, I've never seen anything like this. I mean, she was Democrat. She switched to Republican a couple years ago when Trump got in, but she says, she's never seen anything like it in her entire life. It's sickening. And I mean, to see what they're doing to this country. And, you know, he sits there and says he's going to derail Putin. I kind of laugh. I don't trust him with any foreign president or anybody that, you know, it's just what he's done to this country is unbelievable. I wouldn't trust him with anybody.
And Mark, the way that they have dismantled and discouraged our military, the greatest fighting force in the world, I'm very concerned about our readiness status with all of this wokeness that has infected the Pentagon. It's a very troubling time. Mark, appreciate you telling your stories there, and God bless your great patriotic family. Let's go to Germantown, Tennessee. Murph listening to us on KWAM, our flagship station. Hey, Murph, what's going on? What's on your mind?
Pretty good, Dr. Starnes. Thanks for taking my call. Regarding 7 December, the Department of Defense has been underway over the last 3 or 4 years of exhuming bodies from the Punch Bowl, which is a military cemetery in Hawaii, and trying to locate and affirm the families of the men that were on the USS Oklahoma. And they're down to about 40 or less that's left. And the latest find was three brothers, 19, 21, and 22, from New London, Wisconsin, that were exhumed, and their family was finally given closure. And then this past August, the Marine colonel that led the first flag raising at Iwo Jima prior to the one that Joe Rosenthal took the picture of, put the small flag up there, passed away at age 99. And I'll leave you with this little poem from B-17 and B-24 pilots that fought in the Italian theater. When you're coming home through the Messina Straits, nothing looks finer than a flight of P-38.
Wow.
And we'll leave it with that, and thanks a lot.
All right. God bless you, Murph. Great man right there, a retired history teacher. How would you have liked for your kid to be taught by Murph? Those are the kinds of teachers we need back in America. Look, dinner time tonight. Sit down, tell your kids about what happened at Pearl Harbor. Give them a little bit of history and let them know where they came from. Many of you, like Mark from the Villages, you've got stories. You have loved ones. My grandfather fought in the and flew in World War II. He flew the glider planes. Had my uncle Bunny. We called him Brunson Bolin. Uncle Bunny served in a prisoner of war camp. After he was shot down, he was a navigator and just a great man who just went home to be with the Lord not too long ago. My good old Uncle Chico, those of you from Travelers Rest High School, you know him. He was your high school football coach for generation and actually started the football program there right outside of Greenville, South Carolina. He took shrapnel as he was among the first boots on the ground in Iwo Jima. And so we just remember all of the good men of the Stearns family who served this nation during World War II. And I know that so many of you have those great stories as well, and we would love for you to share those with us over on our Facebook page. Folks, ToddStearns.com, be sure to check it out. We update that thing just almost 24 hours a day. We have a newsletter coming out in just about 5 or 10 minutes. If you have not subscribed to our newsletter, you need to do so. 250,000 people already sign up for the Todd Stearns Show newsletter, and we appreciate every single one of you. All right, folks, get out there. Have a great day and be good, America. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show from Liberty University.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.